Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Freiberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ivy Andrews. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Fox moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. Cochran moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Higgins moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bob Klein now pitching. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive towards short. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Earnshaw bunts. Foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsiler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsiler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warsiler moves to third. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Earnshaw covering. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gooch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cochran bunts towards the mound. Klein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Freiberg hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klein strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsiler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. McManus reaches second base with a double. Warsler goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Athletics. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. Bishop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-2 in the game. Gooch takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Gooch moves to second. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Bob Klein. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Welch now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 4 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cook, who is chasing the ball. Higgins reaches third base with a triple. Coleman scores. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 13-2, Athletics. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 4 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 5 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Earnshaw moves to second. It's 14-2, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earnshaw scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 15-2, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-3 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Cook reaches second base with a double. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to third. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jolly moves to second. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gooch takes first base on ball 4. Cook scores. Jolly moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 15-3, Athletics. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Williams fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Fox reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 4 walks. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it and has Fox trapped. There's the throw to McManus and over to Freiberg, who tags Fox for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 5 RBIs. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney now playing right field. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Johnny Welch. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Warsler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seeds moves to second. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cook is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 15, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.